Get started. Okay, so just I guess before we discuss specific halachas, so a question that's been coming up a lot recently is whether we should be saying tachnun from the days after Isu Chag to Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So let's discuss this because there seems to be different minyan do different things, so we'll discuss what the post can have to say about this. So the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chodesh bring down an old minog going back for hundreds of years not to say tachnun from Isu Chag until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Now, there's three reasons given in the poskim not to say Tachton during this week. So, reason number one, Shai Knesset HaGedolah brings down that the end, since the majority of the month is days of Simcha, right? Why is it that we don't say Tachton during the month of Nisan? So, since the majority of Nisan is days of Simcha, so then we don't say Tachton the rest of the month of Nisan to, because Ruba Kukul or whatever, or something along those lines. The same thing is true of the month of Tishrei, that since the majority of days of Tishrei are days of Simcha, so therefore we shouldn't be saying Tachlin the entire amount. Why is it that we say Tachlin during Sesame Tshuva? No, since the Sesame Tshuva are days of Din, so we say Tachlin in that time period. But really, in the entire month of Tishrei is not a month that's right to say Tachlin because it's really a month of Simcha. So that's approach number one. Now, the Seder Hayom, yeah.
Just one last clarification.
Now, everyone agrees Issa Chag, you don't say Tachnun. Everyone agrees Issa Chag, you don't say Tachnun. The question is the day after Issa Chag. Starting Chof Hei, should we be saying Tachnun starting Chof Hei Tishrei until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan? So there's different minhagim about this. So, okay, that's reason number one. Reason number two is Shari Tshuva Kutsum Seder Hayom. We don't say Tachnun during this time, this week, because we start the month in a state of Inoy, and then we want to go to Simcha. Now, okay, hopefully the Simcha is not coming from the fact that we're omitting Tachnun, right? That shouldn't be the Simcha during this week. But since we started the month in a sad state, so we want to go to a happier state, so therefore we omit Tachton during the last week of Tishrei. That's what the Seder Hayom says. Then the third reason for omitting Tachton during this week with Tukachinsky brings down that since, why is it that we don't say Tachton after Shavuos? Because it's the Tashlumin for the Korbanos of Shavuos. So he says the same thing is true for Shmini Atzeres. So since the Korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, you could bring this entire week after Shmini Atzeres, so therefore, you shouldn't say Tachnun the entire week. That's what the Tukachinsky holds. Okay, so what are the posts going to say about this? So the Magen Avraham, Pri Chodesh, brings this down. The Chosn Sefer says, everyone in Ashkenaz is not to say Tachnun during this week after Shmini Atzeres. And with the Adaris want to establish in Yerushalayim a Minog to say Tachnun during this week. He wasn't into this, but Shmuel Salant was upset. He's like, no, the Minog in Yerushalayim for Adaris is not to say Tachnun during the week after Shmini Atzeres before Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and he was not into the Darius's takana of wanting to make Tachlin. So Minog and Yerushalayim is not to say Tachlin. I believe Achena Sfardaim do not say Tachlin at all during this week. Fine, so that's those posts. The question is, okay, who says that? Who disagrees with this? So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Minog of not saying Tachlin during the week after Isu Chag before Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is not a good Minog. The Chazon Ish was not into it. And Rosh Shachter holds like the Chazon Ish and Aruch HaShulchan on this account. So therefore, most minyanim, why you, I think, if I'm not mistaken, do say Tachlin during this week, because Rosh Shachter holds that the official yeshiva policy is to say Tachlin, because he doesn't think that the reasons that the post can give to not say Tachlin are really sufficient. Again, I could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, the minyanim I've daven that they haven't said, they've said Tachlin during this week, and maybe you guys daven different minyanim.
Yeah, the only one I've been that did not was Rams.
Uh-huh. Okay, the Morg minion does not say Tachlin. Okay, so if anyone here doesn't want to say Tachlin tomorrow, you can die.
I think Nates might not either.
Nates did not, okay.
And they might, I don't remember. I thought
it was Nates. Okay, fine, so there's different in Hagen. But the official Gluck policy is to say Tachlin during this week, because Shechta thing called like the Aruch HaShulchan Chazanish, the Ikram Minog is to say Tachlin during this week. Okay, so that was just to clarify that. Fine. So let's get now into the halachas of Tachlin. So first of all, why is it that we do Tachlin? Why is it that we fall on our faces? So Rebbe Mechai says that there's three reasons why for the Nefilas HaPayim. So reason number one, it's a sign of Mora, meaning that we're in front of Hashem. So a sign of our year, our fear of God, is that we fall on our faces. That's reason number one. Reason number two is it's a form of Hachna, of subjugating ourselves to Hashem. And the third reason, which is similar, is that it's a form of bittul Torah. We're completely negating ourselves to Hashem when we do Nefilas HaPayim. Now, the real din of Nefilas HaPayim was that they used to do on the floor, right? What we do on Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we completely prostrate ourselves on the floor, that's what they always used to do for Nefilas HaPayim. But the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chav Beis says that if you're not a tzaddik, like if you're not sure your tefillah is going to be answered like Yeshua ben Nun, so you shouldn't do that. So we don't do a full prostration. We just do a partial. We just do a partial nefilah sepayim. We don't do the full thing.
So what's the second reason again?
Hachna. Hachna. So that's what Rabbein Bechai brings. So those are three reasons of doing nefilah sepayim. And then the Torah brings down that when it comes to nefilah sepayim itself, we do, there's three modes of tefillah. There's the nefilah sepayim, the following the prostration. That's the first paragraph of Tachlin. Then there's sitting. Tefillah with yeshiva, that's the second paragraph, and then the third paragraph is standing. So you got all three modes of tefillah. You got falling on your face, sitting, standing. So that's the three stages of tachlin. Okay, well, now we'll discuss some specific halachos. So I guess we'll start with this. Someone asked me recently, a couple months ago. So there's a contradiction. Apparently in the art school, art school has a woman sitter. So you got, what? Yeah, you're going to ask what's the difference between a woman's sitter and a man's sitter? I don't know, but apparently...
What? There's more halakas for halakas.
Okay, apparently the art school woman's sitter has more halakas for halakas. What? What's the difference between the woman's sitter and the man's sitter? So apparently the art school woman's sitter has tachlin by shachris and doesn't have tachlin by mincha. So someone asked me, what's pshat in the art school? It's a woman's sitter. Like, why is it there putting tachlin in there? What's pshat in the steer in art school? It's a woman. So I was like, okay, I had no idea art school put out a woman's sitter. So I asked my friend, I said, so what's the difference between the woman's sitter and the men's sitter? So apparently they don't have the bracha shalos and isha in it. And they don't have... What? And they don't have tachlin. And they also... They have, like, all sorts of extra nice tefillahs at the end that, like, you know, like, women like to say. What? Probably not. However, it's a good marketing scheme. You got to convince those seminary girls that they have to get it, like the same way they did with the Chiddushei Torah. They couldn't get a normal notebook wasn't good enough. They had to convince them all to get a Chiddushei Torah notebook to record the notes onto with the art school. They have a woman's sitter, which
Chiddushei Torah notebook.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a whole seminary. So now they have an art school as a woman's sitter, which pretty much is the same thing as a men's sitter. It's just called a woman's sitter. It might be pink, whatever.
White.
Okay, it's white. I'm sorry, it's white. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so you're holding it. All right, so the question is, if anyone has a tarot to steer in art school's woman's sitter, that they have tachlin...
I have a
tarot. Okay, yeah.
Maybe they say you shouldn't say it, but maybe there's some people who want to say it, so they're putting it once, so you have it there. But they're tachlin is the first thing, so they're putting it there.
Some art school
sitters
don't have that
mincha.
They say, like, go back to Shachar, so this one doesn't say that.
I have no idea. I don't use the art school mincha, so I don't know. Okay, anyway, so let's discuss. Are women obligated to say tachlin in that? So, Rav Halichos Bas Yisrael, which is Rav Fuchs from Gateshead, and Max Eliyahu, also from Gateshead, and the Rav of Sepharim, they'll bring down the minog is that women do not say tachlin. Now, there's two reasons given. Max Eliyahu brings down two reasons why women don't say tachlin. So, reason number one, this is a little iffy. So the first reason he brings down is that the Torah explains, or we said this, that there's three modes of tefillah. There's standing, sitting, and the tefillah sepayim. Now, I said pshat, which is the pashut pshat, is that the three modes are within tachlin. That first you got your tefillah sepayim, then you got your sitting, then you got your standing. So he says differently. Now, what's the sitting, standing, and the tefillah sepayim part of davening? He says the sitting is referring to Kriya Shema. The standing is referring to Shemona Esrei, and the tefillah sepayim is referring to Tachlin. So once women are not obligated in the sitting part of davening because they're not technically obligated in Kriya Shema, so therefore they're not going to be obligated in the tefillah sepayim part of davening as well. That's what the Max Eliyahu wanted to say. Okay, again, it's a little difficult to say that because it's going against the... Shemona Esrei. You got yeshiva, amida, what? Yeah, women are obligated in Shemona Esrei. No, so they're obligated in amida, but once they're obligated in yeshiva, so therefore they're not obligated in this. Right, men are obligated in the three parts, they're obligated in the standing part of davening, they're obligated in the sitting part of davening, they're obligated in the field supine part of davening. But once women aren't obligated in the sitting part of davening, so they want to say, oh, so therefore they're not going to be obligated in the field supine part of davening either. No, because you have to get all three. It's a three-part package. If you're not obligated, in one, then yeah.
I saw that
it also can make kosher meat. Is that like something? Yeah, it could be. Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons for the fish. I just gave one. Yeah, there's many different reasons for it. So that was his first reason. The second reason, which was probably the better reason why women don't say tachlin.
So Rav Ligonin held that Tachlin is only Rishos. So that's why we don't say it, for example, in a lot of special days. Because it's only Rishos. So men are accepted upon themselves the obligation to say Tachlin. Women never accepted upon themselves to say Tachlin. So if I don't say Tachlin. So you're going to tell me why is it that our school has it in the Shachris section of the women's sitter? I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe they're assuming that the davening and the men's minion. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, maybe they accepted it. Yeah, I don't know. I remember in high school. I don't know. Maybe you can confirm. In high school, we went to the same high school together. Remember, the girls used to be so confused about the tachlin. Like they didn't know what was going on. Like some days they were there's no tachlin. Some days full tachlin. Some days they're doing half tachlin. So. Yeah, 8-day tachlin bides is like the girls are getting very confused. So like I don't know, just the tachlin is a little too complicated. What? Yeah. So it was confusing all of them. So like I don't know if all the boys are following along. So like whatever. So okay, so various reasons women do not have the minhag of saying tachlin. So that's in terms of women saying tachlin. Okay, anyway. So back to the halachas. Okay, so we say tachlin right after Shmoneh Esrei. So technically speaking, tachlin is juxtaposed to Shmoneh Esrei. So you're not supposed to, there's not supposed to be any speaking between Shmoneh Esrei and tachlin because one is supposed to go right into the other. And that's why we do Kaddish right after tachlin because the tachlin is an extension of the Shmoneh Esrei. So you're not supposed to talk during that time period. Now, if a person has to answer Amen Hishmi Rabba, Amen, fine, so that's going to be permitted, but any unnecessary hafsekos should not be, like a person shouldn't speak unnecessarily between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachlin, because Tachlin is the only extension of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so let's discuss the actual way of doing Tachlin in terms of like the actual posture of doing it, because I see people doing all sorts of stuff. So let's say a demonstration of what to do. What?
You can get this in Wayatora.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to describe it for the people listening in Wayatora. Okay, so proper way to do Tachlin, right? So literally it's called Nefilas Apayim. So the word nefila means to fall. So to fall means like this. What's wrong, or falling on your face, what's wrong is like you see people like sticking their hands up to their face. That's not falling on your face. Or that's just that's lifting your hand up to your face. So that... It could be. And it seems best you're really supposed to be leaning on something. Like best is really to be leaning... Yeah, like leaning, falling on something. That seems to be ideal. I don't know. It seems a little unclear if your head is like actually leaning on it. Like it could be.
Yeah, I could sit on the lap and your head's on the sitter.
So it could be. Yeah, I mean you can do like the move where you put the sitter underneath the table, lean over the table. So that seems But what's definitely wrong is the sticking the hand. I've seen a lot. Like the sticking the hand to the head. That's not the feels of pain according to anyone's getting the feels of pain. So that definitely should not be. That's not correct at all. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down that to do the feels of pain, you should have something blocking between your face and what you're leaning on. And he says your body doesn't count. So if a person's wearing a short sleeve shirt, that doesn't work. Because what?
Are you not supposed to wear like a short sleeve shirt without makeup?
Okay, that's a separate. That's a separate discussion. You know, sometime I had a story. One time, a guy went to Chaim Kanievsky in a short sleeve shirt. So he asked Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha. So Chaim Kanievsky gave him a bracha. I hope you should have enough money to afford long sleeve shirts. Chaim Kanievsky. So, okay, I don't know. I guess according to Chaim Kanievsky, I guess you shouldn't be wearing short sleeve shirts. But the person, for whatever reason, is wearing a short sleeve shirt, or let's say they have their tefillin on or whatever, their sleeves are rolled up, so they should try to have something blocking between them and the floor. So if you lean on the table, that works. But if not, you could, if you have a talus, you could lean on the talus, or you could lean on your sleeve, or pull your sleeve down and try to pull something down that your face is not on your skin, it's going on some chatzitza in between.
What if you would say like a piece of paper?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, that would work. Yeah, so that's in terms of the actual nefila. Now, also the Magen Avraham adds, it seems that the best is to face the iron when doing nefilas apayim, is to actually face the direction of the iron. Okay. Now, also, what we should do, left hand or right? Right? Which direction are you supposed to lean? Are you supposed to do left side or right side? And then I guess we'll discuss if you're lefty. What do you do? Okay, so left or right. So the Ramah brings down that really we should do left, but when we're wearing tefillin, for covet of the tefillin, a righty was going to lean on the right hand.
That's the opinion of the Ramah. The Grah disagrees. The Grah always says you always do it in the left hand. For various Kabbalistic reasons, we want to face the Shekhinah when we do it in the Field of Pain. So according to the Grah, you always do the left. The Ramah says, normally, right, if you're not wearing, you normally want to do the left, but if you're wearing tefillin, we do it on the right. Now, Moshe Feinstein, actually, interestingly enough, to try to fulfill both opinions, he used to do both hands. So Moshe Feinstein would do both hands to be Yotze on both Shittos.
According to the Grah, leaving on your tefillin is like the tefillin enough of like a break between you and your...
That's a good question. I don't know. It's in the Grah of his talus also. You got the talus tefillin. I don't know if the tefillin would be good enough. Yeah, Shem Rachos, I think, does both hands. He leans on both hands. To be Yotze this Chomer.
You do it like this?
I think, I don't know, they bring, I think he did something like, I don't know, like he'd lean on, something.
If you did like this, they give it up his thing.
What?
If you do it like this, then you give it up his thing.
I don't know. I never saw him. Like, I was born after Moshe Feinstein. I don't know. The Rebbe was the prime that brings that. And Moshe himself has a tshuva that he says that he does both hands. But he has all shittas. Okay, so that's in terms of the direction. Now, what about lefty? So what should a lefty do? Supreme Magadim is a little, he's not so sure. So he thinks definitely if a lefty is wearing tefillin, so then he should lean on his left side. The question is, when the lefty is not wearing tefillin, should he still do nefilas upon the left side? So the Be'er Moshe, the Devet Shinarov, and most of the poskim agree that a lefty should always do leaning on his left. Right? When it comes to Kabbalah, so sometimes right and left symbolize different things. So since the entire purpose of the leaning on the left is Kabbalistic reasons to begin with, so therefore we're not going to follow a lefty's right hand, which is really his left hand. We're going to follow the left hand of left. So that's in terms of the lefty. Okay, so that's in terms of which side should a lefty lean on. Okay, so now let's discuss what do you do if you're in a room. Okay, when do you do in the field of Payim? And when do you not do Nefil Sepayim, and should you just do something else? Meaning, let's say there's no Sefer Torah in the room. So the Ramah brings down from the Beis Yosef, coming from the Rokeach, that the Minog is to only do Nefil Sepayim when there's a Sefer Torah in the room, because it's Lifnei Hashem. Right? You only need to do an actual Nefil Sepayim, Lifnei Hashem, which is when there's a Sefer Torah. We'll discuss the particular details of that in a second, but before we get there, we'll just say those who disagree. The Beis Yosef himself, Shulchan Aruch Mitzvah, the Pashas of the Beis Yosef is that you should always do in the Field Sepayim. Rav Salavechik held that a person should always do in the Field Sepayim, even if there's no Sefer Torah in the room. And the reason is, what the Rav held, because he wanted to infer from the Rambam, so we said earlier from the Gaonim, some of the Gaonim, that in the Field Sepayim is only Roshos. So the Rav inferred from the Rambam that in the Field Sepayim is an actual obligation. There's an obligation for a person to, as part of davening, to also do some sort of bowing, some sort of ishtachavah, which we fulfill through Nefilas Sepayim. So therefore, a person needs to do it, even if there's no Sefer Torah there. Because according to the Rambam, this is an integral part of davening. Integral part of davening is actually doing Nefilas Sepayim. The Rambam doesn't make any different mention of the fact that there's Sefer Torah, no Sefer Torah there. For Bichoshish Rishitas Rambam, and Salvechik held that you should always do Nefilas Sepayim regardless of whether there is or there is not a Sefer Torah. Yeah. The issue is that Ashkenazim Yotzim Biad Ramah, right? We follow the Ramah. So the simple, the Ramah says that we don't do it in front of an arrow. Now the postman do bring down Moshe Feinstein and the Minhag Yerushalayim is to always do in the Field of Payim. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, right? That the Minhag Yerushalayim is always to do in the Field of Payim because Yerushalayim itself is considered to be Lifnei Hashem. So therefore, whenever you're staying in Yerushalayim, you can always do Nefil Sepayim. It doesn't make a difference if there is a Sefer Torah in the room, there is no Sefer Torah in the room, etc. Now, what happens if you're davening in the Heights Lounge or you're davening in your Shir Room after Mincha? Sorry, for Mincha. So should you do Nefil Sepayim there? So I don't know about you, I've seen people do all sorts of stuff. So let's break down the different opinions about this. Okay, so the Eliyahu Rabbah in the Derech HaChaim, they both held that if there's Sfarim in the room, you do not do Nefilas Sepayim. Even if the Sfarim there, no need to do the Nefilas HaPayim. However, the Shaar Tzion quotes from the Shaar Knesset HaGedola, the Olas Tamid, and the Magen Gibor. And the Magen Gibor is the Shalom Eishiv. They also say that the Sfarim in the room, you can do Nefilas HaPayim. Now, the Stiper points out that when it means Sfarim in the room, oh, it doesn't mean you brought your Gemara to the room, so therefore, like, this match of the entire room, that's like a place that you should do Nefilas HaPayim. It means it's like there's a set Kavul, like there's set Sfarim there permanently. So if there's set permanent Sfarim there, the Stiper held that you can do Nefilas HaPayim there. No, Sfarim. It also seems like it's not like, oh, Stump, you guys know, like, that one Gemara that's, like, been singing in that room for, like, the last year. I think that's what the Stiper meant, not like, it actually has to be. What? It has to be, like, a room.
In the library, the library.
Yeah, maybe something like that. Yeah, not like, oh, yeah, like, that one guy, like, forgot his Gemara from, like, 2 years ago. Like, it's still, like, that's not, I don't think that's what the Stiper meant by Sfarim in the room. No, so according to those postings, you shouldn't feel Sfarim even when there's Sfarim, right? So that's one. Now, the Stiper, when Nissan Carl is passing like this, they assume if you're davening in a room where it has a permanent place of Sfarim, then you should always do the feel Sfarim. Now, pastures, the Shurim do not count for, that doesn't count. Because, like, there's no permanent Sfarim. Oh, you're going to tell me, there's a mini Shas that's always there. Okay, like, come on. I think they meant, like, the Stiper, when he used to do the feel Sfarim when there's Sfarim in his room, he's talking about the Stiper's study. And now the Stiper's study was one end of the average covered Sfarim. It wasn't like four little books on the table. So Pashas, that's what he meant. And also the Heights Lounge, there's no Sfarim there, and there's no Sefer Torah there. It's very difficult. So the only reason why people are going to the Nefilas HaPayim is either A, they hold like the Shulchan Aruch, or they're following the Skumah of the Rav. Yeah. What?
He mentioned that it is next to the
Beis Medrash. I don't know. Revolt said that? Yeah. Oh, so the problem with that is that the Mishari Tzion says that a chotzer and a good. Now, the posting do bring up, you're in a chotzer basic Knesset, you can still do the Nefilas HaPayim. The problem is the Mishari Tzion says explicitly, if you have a side room to a shul, you can't do the Nefilas HaPayim. That's considered to be a different room. So it's very hard to say the Heights Lounge is a chotzer base. I mean, it's very difficult to say the Heights Lounge is a chotzer base to the shul for a few reasons. Reason number one, you don't need to go for the Heights Lounge to get a clock. And B, Kishmo Ken Hu, right? It's a lounge. And Baruch Hashem, before your time, not your time, but before most of your time here, used to be a lounge. When COVID happened. What? Yeah, Mamish used to be a lounge. Not such a good...
It was like 2 weeks last year.
Yeah?
The first 2 weeks of last year. Of last year, they collapsed.
Really?
Yeah, no, it used to be a lounge. Kipshuto is not the most kosher activities. A little difficult why 100 feet away from Beis Medrash you got a lounge. Yeah. Okay, so if you know that.
That was my Seder room 2 years ago.
Yeah. So once COVID happened, they actually Adara and they said, oh, great, let's turn this into a Beis Medrash. Then after COVID, they were like, oh, this is very good. Like, why should we bring back a lounge here? Why don't we just keep it up? So they moved, it used to be Old Minyan, used to be in Morgue. They moved Old Minyanim to the Heights Lounge. So that we'd be mafkia the shame lounge from it, and it'd become a makom of kedusha. What?
It worked.
Yeah, it did work. So to consider it to be a chotzer basic mess, I don't know, it's very difficult. It's a completely different room. You don't need to go to. It's not connected at all to Glock. It's like, I don't know.
Is it different? That's where you have morning. Say, like 2 years ago, I had morning standing there. Like, is that giving them extra?
No, but there's no sfar. There's no. It's hard to. Again, there's no. It's hard to. It's hard to, just because you learned it doesn't mean it's, it has to be a place that's living in Hashem. The iron's considered to be living in Hashem. Now, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach did hold, this is again, it's widely disputed. He held that if there's a room, if you bring a Sefer Torah to an iron on Monday and Thursdays, then even if the Sefer Torah's not there the rest of the week because you're concerned about safety, you could still say, Tachna, he feels the pain. That's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's opinion. Again, so not everyone is on board with that. A lot of said, no, it's dependent on whether there's physically a Sefer Torah there. It doesn't make a difference whether the Sefer Torah is there. Yeah, when the 2 days a week it's there, you should do the Nefilas HaPayim. When the rest of the week, when it's not there, don't do the Nefilas HaPayim. But like,
what if it's not there on Tuesday, on Monday, and Thursday? Yeah, there's going to be there in like a minute. Like, you may even pick it up from Gluck, yeah.
According to Shlomo's, no, so according to Shlomo's, I don't have a... You can't. It's dependent on whether there's physically a Sefer Torah there at the moment. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if the minority is like that everywhere, though. I think there's different opinions about it. Now, also, just to point out, though, now, should a person, there's no Sefer Torah, so in this height challenge, there's no Indian of sitting for Tachlin. Is there any Indian of sitting whatsoever? Can you just stand the entire time? So El Yerab and Prima Gavin both assume if there's no Sefer Torah in the room, not only do you not need to do the Nefilas HaPayim, you don't even need to sit, you can just stand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah omits this, so it's a little unclear. A little, Tzarich Iyun L'maisa, what the proper halacha is, but just on the record, I don't know, it doesn't seem, there's not necessarily Mekoros Mefurashos that assume that when there's no Sefer Torah in the room, that you really need to, that there's a Milan sitting for the first two paragraphs of Tachan. Could be you could just stand for the entire time. At least definitely according to El Yerab, Prima Gavin. The question is, why doesn't Mishnah Berurah pass in this? Okay, I don't know.
The thing seems to be the minhag of the...
The Shulchan Aruch does say you should sit, but the Shulchan Aruch is discussing machlokes between him and the Rivash. The Rivash held that you don't need to sit; you can stand, and he said you can lean standing, meaning that just go to a pillar, stand in a position that if the pillar wasn't there, you'd fall, and that's good enough. But the basically, if held in that, really you should sit, not just do a standing, leaning position. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, so, I guess, whether if there's no Sefer Torah there, whether there's even a Milan sitting, or it's okay to stand the...
There's definitely no issues.
No, there's definitely no issues sitting. The question is whether there's any hidden. Now, also, all the posts can bring down, let's say you can't sit. Let's say there's no seats. Or let's say there's someone back behind you davening Shemona Esrei, and you can't sit. So then you should stand. If this is a Sefer Torah, you should try to lean and like do as much as you can to like actually do it and feel spam. There's no Sefer Torah there. So then just...
How do you mean? Like,
no, like go to the wall or go
like, somebody's down behind you. You can't go.
If you can't move, you can't move. Yeah, so if you can, I guess, like lean on the table. I don't know. If you can do it in a...
Isn't leaning like sitting?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
no, you're not. But it's not considered to be sitting regarding that then. Like that. Yeah, if forgot regarding that then. That's.
Fine. So it wouldn't be a kedai to lean on something.
Yeah. That's what
it would be like the issue of sitting in front of someone.
Yeah.
But it would be sitting in terms of.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. That's so then. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay, so that's in terms of the Sefer Torah. Okay, so Lamaisa, what should a person do in the davening shirim? I don't know. People do different things. Meikar, then there's definitely it doesn't seem to be a chivon. There definitely doesn't seem to be a need to do in the real nefilas HaPayim. In Kortar Amal, you shouldn't do it. What a person should say stand is a tzarichin. Okay. Now let's discuss other practical halachas. I don't know about you guys, but a lot of times I am not able to say tachnun at the speed of the chazan. So how should you handle that situation? So let's discuss Monday, Thursdays first. So let's say you're in the middle. Let's say Rav Chaim Kanievsky does the final case. Let's say you either say the Vehu Rachum. Now, okay, why is it that we say Vehu Rachum Monday, Thursdays? So Monday, Thursdays are days of extra rachamim. So before we say tachnun, we add extra paragraphs to talk about the slicha, etc. They parallel the paragraphs of tachnun. They show and point out that they parallel Shemona Esrei, that there's 18 mentions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name in that. Those paragraphs correspond to the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei, etc. And and Elyar, and then the Rishon bring down that if a person doesn't say these parts together, it's really bad. Elyar Abba says a person should be makbit to say it slowly. Okay, and it's like, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha. I have yet to really be in a shul that they've followed this Mishnah Berurah and Elyar Abba. So fine. So the real halacha is that you should say these paragraphs slowly. So let's say though you're in the minyan that they don't say these paragraphs so slowly, and you have a choice. So either you could say tachnun, or you could say these paragraphs. So what's better? Is it better to say the hurachum paragraphs, or is it better to say the nefilas hapayim? So Chaim Kanievsky says you got an option, one or the other. You got to do nefilas hapayim because nefilas hapayim, that's the real tachnun. So you should do that and then omit the hurachum. The rivers of Haim says, we don't find that Chazal said that you have to do the paragraphs of Hurachim specifically in the morning. Like, okay, it's nice to do it then. But if he says if you don't have time to do it in the morning, so you can do it any other point in the day. It's like if a person has like lunch break, he says, so you can do it during lunch. Do it before you eat lunch. You say the paragraphs of Hurachim. Now let's say, okay, so let's say, though, let's do the common case. So let's say a person's in the middle of paragraphs of Rachum, and then the seaboard is now up to the Nefilas HaPayim. So what should you do? Should you do the Nefilas HaPayim with them or not? So the, no, so it seems, I don't know, Pashas Shari too, it seems like really a person really should do the Nefilas HaPayim right then with the rest of the seaboard. And then if they can, they make up the later paragraphs later, whatever, then that's best. But not,
is not. Later able to be between the laning?
Yeah, between laning or...
So you're able to do out of order, you're saying, right? You don't have...
Yeah. Right, you can do it out of order.
You said you can't do it out of order?
You can. You can do it, you know, you can do it out of order. I mean, it seems to be ideal to do it out of order. Now, so, yeah?
You could die, like, let's say they're on the ashray, right? Well, let's say, like, you try to catch up in between... And like, you're too fast, and like, you still have like two paragraphs left. You take a dive, like, do it like after the oven or whatever?
Yeah. The best to do after the oven, yeah. Now, the post can do break down. Let's say, you have option saying Brick Shmei or Tachlin. Continuing in Tachlin, what should you do? So, the Yisod Shosh Ravoda says you should say Brick Shmei. Brick Shmei is very Kabbalistic, so if Shosh Ravoda is very Kabbalistic, say fair, great. Rechaim Kanievsky should really be saying, no, you should continue saying Tachlin. And not only that, Rechaim Kanievsky says, let's say you're sitting saying Tachlin, and it severs up to Kaddish. Should you stand? So, Rechaim Kanievsky says, no, you should sit. You should remain seated, you shouldn't get up to the Kaddish. Yeah, so you definitely should respond. Now, again, you should respond to Kaddish, which means being silent. Now, a person shouldn't speak at that point. Right? We say, Yehei Shmei Rabbim Vorach, Lama Me'al Mayo. It's machokst in the Ashkenazim Sfardim, what you should do until Damian Be'al Mavim Romain. So the Sfardim said the entire thing, from Yehei Shmei Rabbim until Damian Be'al Mavim Romain. Ashkenazim, we hold the Yotzef Yishmeika Ona until that point. Now, in order to be Yotzef Yishmeika Ona means, by definition, you can't be speaking during that time. So it doesn't do you any good to answer Heshmei Rabbim Vorach, Lama Me'al Mayo, or continue saying Tachlin, and get to Damian Be'al Mavim, answer Amen. Because, like, you're not Yotzef Yishmeika Ona. No, you should say. You should stay. Stay put. Don't. You should be silent. Stay put where you are. Mr. Chaim Kanievsky Paskins.
Stay put and be quiet from Yehi Shrav all the way to Damir Abba.
Yeah.
Ideally, you won't be able to do it fine, but you ideally should start with everyone else, right?
Yeah, ideally you should. Yeah. Really fast. Like, yeah. Look, sometimes like you go to these Mincha Minyanim, like. You just put your head down, and somehow they're like, how do you read it so fast? Like, I don't know, what?
but you still answer Yeshua Rabba between paragraphs, even.
Yeah. You should finish Tachlin before you say Elena, meaning, let's say a person is still saying Tachlin and see what's up to Elena, so finish your Tachlin and then say Elena.
I think you finish what I said.
Yeah.
I just see what finishes Kaddish right for Elena.
Yeah.
No,
you should say Tachlin, because Tachlin is really an extension of Shmoneh Esrei.
And would you ever say about Ibn Soa and?
No, definitely not. If you have no Tachlin. Yeah. I guess this is not good. So let's say this is a very common case too. Let's say you have the option of either finishing the long paragraphs of Urach on Monday, Thursday, or saying Ibn Soa, Berach Shmei, all that stuff, and take it to Sefer Torah. So all that. So what's better? So you know, it seems like according to Chaim Kanievsky and Meir, it's better just to finish saying the Tachlin.
Berach Shmei is the same as Vayim Zohar.
Yeah, it seems Berach Shmei seems to have the best, the greatest stats because it's very capitalistic, whatever. But it seems Poshup Shavar Chaim Kanievsky Paskins best to finish all the paragraphs of Tachlin. Once you've done that, then answer, say all the stuff that they take at the Sefer Torah as much as you can. If not, you got to. What you don't get to. Chaim Kanievsky does that. Yeah, if they're moving around the Sefer Torah, then you should stand up. Only when Kaddish, because it's only a minimum. Only Sarim don't even stand up for Dvarim Shekadisha. Sarim don't stand up for Kaddish. So since it's only Ashkenazim have the minhag to stand up for Dvarim Shekadisha, so Chaim Kanievsky said since there's a real din that you have to be sitting for Tachlin, it's just the halacha is not as strong that you have to stand for saying Kaddish. So we'll better follow the halacha of sitting for saying Tachlin than standing for saying Kaddish. Yeah. No, you should get up. Yeah, you should stand up. Probably wait till, or do like a leaning move.
If you're doing the leaning, is that not a, you're like like sitting during.
Yeah, it's not considered to be sitting. It's good enough. It's not considered to be sitting for any calories and whatever. It's good enough. Yeah.
Can you explain Tachlin versus Kaddish?
Tachlin versus Kaddish in terms of what?
Yeah, so no,
first of all, yes, we pass in halacha. Again, the Kaf Chaim held that the what you're allowed to respond to in the middle of Tachnun, we don't follow this, according to the Mekubalim, that the only things you're allowed to answer in the middle of Tachnun are what you're allowed to answer to in the middle of Kriyashma, which would very limited things. We do not assume that way. We assume you can answer to any Amen, whatnot. So according to the Chaim Kineski, if a person's in the middle of Tachnun, so what you should do is you should, I mean, I guess you should be silent, answer Amen, then you get the Amen Yehishmi Rabbah, answer Amen Yehishmi Rabbah, be silent until they get to Dami Bama, and then answer Amen to that, and then continue to Tachlin. Pashas to be silent.
Only answer at the end.
No, well, answer. Answer Amen, figure out, catch.
It's only Chetzigash,
isn't it? Yeah, only Chetzigash.
The idea of us standing up when they move the Torah around, is that also true when, like, right when they open
The real chiyuv of standing is when the sefer Torah is moving. Yeah, we assume that, yeah, it's definitely covered. For covered reasons, we try to stand when the iron's open, but I think if I recall correct, Rechaim Kaniski said in such a case, and you should stand. If the iron is open, so in that case, you should stand, but any point before that, before the iron's open, then you remain put, remain with your head down. Yeah. Okay, we have one more minute. Any last questions? All right, so we know that next week we'll get to all the different Peturim of Chosson and also to days two and to Natsi Tachlin. Any last questions about specific placement during Tachlin or responses?
I guess if you go ahead and stay in the Pilas of Payim on Monday, Thursday, should you then, like with the Seaboard, you haven't finished rewrapping yet?
Yeah.
Should you then continue and say all the part after Habi and all the things afterwards that don't require any Pilas of Chaim? Or is that considered part, like the...
What do you mean?
I mean, in between the part when you... The part after Vayom David, Habi, before you had to show me... Before you had to show me... Should that be said right after? You should go back to say...
That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't discuss that.
So it doesn't really matter. It might not matter.
No, the main part of Tachlin, again, Monday, Thursday, we add an extra paragraph there, but clearly the main part of Tachlin is the... What we say normally, the three paragraphs, the one on the real Nefilas HaPayim, then the paragraph said sitting, then the paragraph said standing.
We should start with the
Tzibur. When they get there, you should start with the Tzibur. You should try to say it. Now, again, if you know for a fact that they're going to say in 1 minute, it takes 2 minutes to say it, so like start a little before the Tzibur. And if the postman wants to bring down, like, there's different minhagim, whether you do it before or after the Hurachim. I think Nusach Sfar does it before Nehurachim, so there's a big discussion posting, should you follow the minug of the makom you're in, or should you do what you do? So if Shalom Zab Nabach Rav Yashu says, since nowadays there's so many arguments, it's like just a hefker veil, everyone does whatever they want anyway, so like just do what you're normally doing. But Rav Moshe Feinstein and Binyamin Zilber, I believe, they both said no. If you're in the makom, if you're whatever the minion's doing, that's what you should be doing, don't start doing your own thing. Let's follow the rest of the Tzibur.
Before I ask about the Joseph Pai,
That's not so obvious if you should keep sitting. That's not so obvious if you should keep sitting. Like saying that paragraph, right? Yeah, but without a shomer and a shalom, like you're not sitting, like you weren't supposed to be leaning, you're standing. Instead of standing, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if they're already taking out the sefer Torah, so you should stand up for that. But I think when Rechaim Kaniski said there, look, brew that paragraph, so then the sitting, so for instance, if they're up to Kaddish and the person's sitting, then the corner of Rechaim Kaniski, you have to get up at that point. So when the Sefer Torah is moving, you should always get up wherever it goes.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess you could wait till it's moved and then go back to your Tachlin. I don't know, I guess the eight says to daven and so are Tachlin minions. Easier said than done. Easier, harder to come by, but...
On the room of Shabbaton, I think it was taken, quoted, or maybe your class, that Rosh Hashanah here in this